Now this is a dictation for Connie, CONNIE, Bills, BILLS, July 2766. Addresses a letter to Dr. Mautsatson, Mautsatson, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, follow-up for Connie, renal transplant, transplant medications, stable kidney function, last visit in August. Was feeling like no energy, like a brain fog, without any other localizing symptoms. She tested herself cortisol saliva, which was coming in the low side, and this will not be unexpected given that she's taking prednisone. Otherwise, review system is negative. She is compliant with transplant medications, remains on tacroprednisone myfortic, blood pressure lisinopril. Started replacement for menopausal symptoms, estrogens and progesterones, and all her symptoms has improved. She works as a dentist and is ready to go into retirement. Present weight 160, blood pressure 126/72 on the left side, alert for intestine 4, no gross skin mucosa, respiratory, cardiovascular abnormalities, no transplant issues, no edema non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries available is from February. There is low sodium, which is chronic, normal potassium, acid base, GFR better than 60, normal albumin calcium, magnesium minor decrease at 1.4. She is taking replacement, anemia 12.9, and normal white blood cell, normal platelets, protein creatinine 0.2, which is normal. Urine shows no blood, no protein. Creatinine 0.8, normal glucose, no evidence for high aldosterone state, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Second renal transplant from sister, stable kidney function, therapeutic tacro 5.6, our goal is 4 to 8. Compliant with transplant medications, normal blood pressure, minor low sodium concentration, as well as minor low magnesium. Stable anemia, no external bleeding. I explained to her that any changes on the cortisol pathway are affected by the exposure to prednisone that will suppress her own cortisol production. Otherwise, she was concerned about adrenal abnormalities because brain fog and low energy. Those symptoms have resolved with female hormone replacement. There is nothing to suggest adrenal insufficiency, which is difficult to test when you are taking prednisone. There is also nothing to suggest problems with potassium acid base or aldosterone. is in the process of retire and trying to have a better quality of life. She's ready. Continue to follow.